We're doing Yov. We're up to what's called the 32nd chapter, the 6th Pasuk. And Elihu ben Barachel, the youngster who has been silent until now, who is very upset that everyone here is quiet as though Yov's in the right. Now he's going to talk. Vaya'an Elihu ben Barachel habuzi vayomar. So then Elihu, the son of Barachel, from Buz, or from the family of Buz, he said, and the word Vayan can sometimes mean he raised his voice and said, or else over here, the Targum translates it that he answered, he replied, and he said, Sa'ir ani leyamim ve'atem yeshishim. Until now I've had my answer, but I didn't answer because I'm younger than all of you. Sa'ir ani leyamim, I am young in days and years. Ve'atem yeshishim, and you are old. Al kein zachalti va'ira. That's why I was scared. I was scared to express my opinion. I was in fear. Mechavot de'ihi etchem, from telling you what I think. Amarti yamim yedaberu. I said, let those who are older than me, who have more years behind them, let them speak. Virov shanim yodiyu chokhma. And he who has more years, let them give wisdom. Because the more years a person's been on earth, the more he's analyzed, the more he should know. So I figure, what do I know that they don't know? So I said, let me be quiet. Why should I talk? You guys obviously have better answers than I do. You guys have been around longer than I've been around. You've probably thought of everything I've thought of. Achen ruach hi ve'enosh. But now I see that the spirit that's within me, that gives one intellect, doesn't matter if he's young or old. V'nishmat shaddai tivinim. It is the soul that God gives a person. That's what gives intellect. It's not only a matter of age. Until now I thought, you guys are older, so for sure you know more than me. But now I see, no, it depends on what spirit is within you, not just how old you are. Achen, but now I see, ruach ve'enosh, it is more contingent on the spirit that is within the person. V'nishmat shakai, and the soul that God gives, tivinim, that's what gives people understanding. Lo rabim yechkamu. You don't find many people in the world who are really smart, even though there are a lot of people trying to be smart. It's not up to people whether they're going to be smart or not. Lo rabim yechkamu. Not many people are smart. Uzkenim yavinu mishpat. Nor are there many old people who really understand justice. So a person could live many years on this planet and analyze and think and try. And at the end of the day, that doesn't mean he's going to be smart. Lachen amarti shim'ali. And being that I realize that wisdom is not contingent upon years, but rather it is contingent upon the spirit that God places within a person, that's why I turn to Eov and I say, listen to me, let me talk. And I'll also tell you what I think, even though I'm young, but maybe I've been granted understanding that the others have not. Hein hochalti. I've already waited out of respect. Ledivreichem. And I've listened to your words. Azin et tivunote ad tivunotechem. And I listened till I heard all your wisdom and understanding. Ad tachkirun milin. And I listened until you finished analyzing and explaining what you had to say. Ve'adeichem et bonan v'hine ein le'iyov mochiach. And I looked at what you've said, and none among you have spoken clearly to Eov. None of you have given him correct answers, things that are really fitting to give him. So I haven't heard any of you say anything that's worth saying. One amarav mikem. Haven't seen any of you say something that really is an answer that's fit for saying. Pentomeru matzanu chokhmah. Maybe you'll think we have a smart answer to tell him. He's gotten some kind of sin in his back pocket, and that's why he's suffering. Maybe you're going to tell him one of these answers that you've said until now. If God's punishing him, and God is not human like him, and God doesn't do things unless a person deserves it, so must be he deserves it. Maybe that's what you're going to say, but no. I gotta tell you, what you guys are saying does not stem from wisdom. Your answers are not really fit for his pain, because he knows that he's done nothing wrong. And therefore, you guys have not given fair answers to Eel. Your points are constantly revolving around the same idea. If God did this, you deserve it. You're not better than God. God knows what he's doing. God's running the world. Eov knows that he did nothing wrong. So lest you say, we found wisdom because our formula has to work. Well, it doesn't work here. You can't just tell Eov, this is our formula, and if you're suffering, then I guess you got to fit into our formula. No. Pentomeru, lest you say, matzanu chokhma, we have wisdom. El yidefenu lo ish. Hashem has punished him, and Hashem is not human, and so if Hashem has punished him, then obviously Hashem is right. God is not human, and he makes no mistakes. You can't just answer him that way. I heard it says, Elihu, and your answers are not enough. Ve'lo arach elai milin. And everything Eov said, the position that Eov took that really has disproved your position, his position has not disproved mine. Ve'lo arach elai milin. What he said is not really, he didn't set up his case against me. The way he set up his case has knocked down your claims. But the way he set up his case has not answered me. Uv'imrechem lo ashivenu. And I'm not going to answer him the way you answered him, to say that God is perfect and he must have done something wrong. I'm not going to tell him what you guys said all along, and so his answers are not fit for what I'm going to tell him. And therefore he turns to them and he says, Chatu lo anu od hetikumehem milim. You guys have been silenced because your answers are foolish, and Eov disproved you, and therefore you have nothing left to say, and now you have no words. Chatu, you've been broken. Lo anuod, you haven't given any more answers. Hetikume milim, words have been removed from them because you have nothing to say because your claims are foolish. Vehochalti ki lo yedaberu. And initially, I waited because I thought you'd have intelligent answers. And when I saw that you couldn't figure any good answers to give him, I waited until you guys would be quiet, until you finished saying everything you said. And now that you're silent, ki yamdu lo anuod. Now that you've finished saying everything you had to say, and now you're silent, you have nothing left to say. A'ane afani chelki. So then let me say my portion. Just like you guys had your chance to explain, let me explain. Achavedei afani. And I too will give my opinion. Ki maleti milim. I can't wait anymore because I got a lot to say. I'm filled with words. Hetzikatni ruach bitni. The spirit of my stomach has afflicted me, so to speak. I can't. Now I gotta talk. Hine vitni ki yain lo yipateyach. My stomach is like an ancient flask of wine that's never been opened, and that's why the wine inside is so powerful, to the point where it can break the flask. It's so powerful. Keovot chadashim yibakeya, and I'm like new flasks that break quickly when you put strong wine into them, and then it all seeps out. So too, what I have to say can't wait anymore. It's gonna just come out. Adabera v'yirvach lihi, I will talk, and then I will breathe a sigh of relief, so to speak. I let it out. Iftach sifatai ve'ene, I will open my lips, and now I will answer. Al na esafin eish, and now I am not going to apply sycophancy to anyone. I'm going to talk straight, and I'm not going to mince any words. Ve'eladam lo achane, and he says, I'm not going to speak in riddles. I'm not going to speak in nicknames. I'm going to change. I'm not going to change from what I have to say. I'm going to say it straight like it is. Kilo yadati achane. Even if I wanted to, I don't know how to do that. I can only talk straight. Kimat yisaini hoseini. Because now I'm on the verge of being burnt by God. If I try to apply sycophancy and sweet talk you and say things gently, I have to answer. And Elihu is about to start his speech. He says, you know, I just waited because you guys were older than me. I assumed you had something good to say, but I see that age doesn't necessarily give wisdom. Sometimes it depends on the spirit that's within you. Now that you guys have been silenced, I see that you don't have a good answer for Eo. He's disproven you. And now I'm going to talk. And when I talk, he says, I'm going to say it like it is. I'm not going to sweet talk anyone.